This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm in southern New England where it's cold and getting colder. We've had frosts on and off for a couple of weeks now. The ground is still soft enough to plant the bulbs. I've got maybe 200 left of the lilies and about 75 left of the allium, and I would say about 200 left of the daffodils. I'm not in bad shape, but I've got only so many days till the snow flies seriously and the ground freezes. On the other side of the world, already in springtime and enjoying summer heat waves and humidity, is Jeremy Zakas in New South Wales. And Jeremy tells me it's very humid, rains on and off, it's summertime, grass grows fast, and then, Jeremy, do-it-yourself snake catching. What's happened?
Well, John, it seems that apparently with the onslaught and massive explosive population boom of snakes we have in Australia, there are now a lot of services out there that will actually teach you how to wrangle your own snakes. And the latest of these is in the Lockyer Valley in Queensland, which is just outside of Brisbane, in one of the, I guess you could say, the hot spots for some of the most dangerous snakes that we've seen have a population boom in the last couple of years. And there in the Lockyer Valley, a lady by the name of Dr. Christina Zedinek is teaching people how to become snake wranglers. So for a fee, you can go out to the middle of the bush and learn how to catch taipans, great eastern brown snakes, red-bellied black snakes, and, of course, your garden variety pythons, which is very good when you're in Queensland because, of course, that's what you're most likely to see pretty much on any given day. But I think the most interesting part of this whole thing, John, is that this is a new industry that's really popped up in the last few years because now we have so many snakes out there and there are so few snake catchers to deal with them. People are being encouraged now to basically take this on as a profession. And also another real competing problem with this is the fact that most of the snake catchers that are out there have been around for a very long time, which also means they're now coming up to retirement. So in the next couple of years, it's already been identified by a lot of state governments, we are not going to have enough snake catchers to deal with the snake problem. So a lot of people have jumped on this thought and basically they're offering these services now where people can effectively buy this training and be given a certificate to show that they actually have the basic training in snake handling and start down the path of becoming snake catchers. So, John, what is actually, I guess you could say, if you've always wanted to be a snake catcher, you can go and try it. So just a bit of fun, I think, is really, really brilliant in many ways because we are now seeing, hopefully, a new breed of snake catcher coming out of a lot of these courses, especially the ones there in Brisbane, and hopefully going to be there for us in the next couple of years. Because as you can imagine, with the snake population almost triple the size it was about 2 years ago, we are going to need them. And honestly, as I've said many, many times, I've grown up around snakes. I've got a really healthy fear of them. If we don't have snake catchers, I mean, I wouldn't be dealing with them. So there's really no other way to sort of get around the problem that's often in our backyards every single summer. So, John, this is fantastic. For all those wannabe snake catchers out there, I implore you, please sign up and become the next snake catcher. But this is a very truly Australian thing, and I'm glad it's come around because it's probably come around none too soon for the number of snakes that we're going to deal with in the near future.
It looks like there's a cool tool that you get if you're a snake catcher. It's something like a pole, a short pole with a handle, and at the end of it is a U-shaped. It's a U-shape that you put underneath near the snake's head, and you lift it up, then you grab the tail. But you notice the photograph there showing us of someone doing this. He's wearing a long-sleeve shirt, Jeremy. That means he's not officially a snake catcher. This is an amateur.
Well, he's trying to show you what you probably should be doing, which is probably actually what the government guidelines say you should be wearing when you're picking up a snake. And you know what? With these young, impressionable people that want to be snake catchers, maybe get them off to a good start. But you're exactly right. He's not wearing pretty much what 90% of the snake catchers wear, which, of course, is flip-flops and shorts and short-sleeve shirts. And, I mean, you'd be lucky to see one actually wearing a pair of proper gloves when they go against, say, a red-bellied black snake or a Great Eastern. That's how you should do it, John. That's how it's supposed to be done. But you know what? After a while, we know exactly what they're going to be wearing.
Now, he looks like he's handling a brown, doesn't he?
He is. That is actually a brown snake. And you mentioned the pole too. And an interesting thing about snakes and the reason that pole is like that is one way that the snakes are calmed down when they catch them is that by cradling the crook part of the pole, under their head and under the forepart of their body, it makes the snake feel like that they're actually supported on the ground. So it makes them actually a little bit less aggressive. So really that pole in one way is to control them, but at the same time, it's actually to make the snake simmer down, especially if it's been aggressive. But at the same time too, if the snake then does start to become very defensive and effectively tries to rear up and strike, it can also be turned around the other way and actually pin the snake on the ground until it settles down. So it's a brilliant piece of kit. It's very, very basic, but I've seen it with my own eyes how it can be used when I lived in Adelaide, particularly when we lived near the National Park, and it really does work. But it's a great piece of equipment, but you've got to learn how to use it.
Now, the lady who started this snake catching school DIY, Christina Zdenek, she is properly dressed. Note this, please, you snake catchers. She has a long sleeve khaki shirt, black jeans, thick socks, heavy boots. I suspect she's also got armor plating somewhere as well. Now, that's how I dress, no matter how humid it is. Jeremy, apparently there must be bragging rights with these snake catchers. Do they talk about how many times they've been bitten when they show up?
They do. In fact, in the examples I've seen, they often talk about not only how many times they have been bitten, they talk about how many close calls they've often had on that day. So there is massive bragging rights, and often I think it is a bragging right in itself to see how underdressed you can be and still actually survive picking up a snake and getting it in a bag and off a property. So honestly, they are a really, really tough breed, and they do live by everything they do. And honestly, I don't think it's ever about the money with them, although I do know they make a pretty penny. But they very much love to tell stories about how close they've been bitten or how many times they actually have been bitten.
Remembering that all snakes in Australia are protected, right? Nobody's allowed to kill them.
And no, that's exactly right. And ironically, that's probably the biggest fear if we start to see a mass retirement of snake catchers and a shortage of snake catchers. Because if people can't call somebody to remove the snakes properly, you can imagine there are people now that will have to basically kill snakes to get them off their property, which is illegal, and you can be fined and really extreme cases be sent to jail. So there is a bigger problem there if we don't get enough snake catchers. But I'm pretty confident now seeing how many new snake catchers seem to be coming on, how many of these training sessions are actually available now. I'm hoping that we will see more people becoming snake catchers. And honestly, John, it's a pretty cool job. So who would want to be a snake catcher, especially if you're young and very sort of active?
Jeremy Zachas, New South Wales. We've got very good news about cricket. Very good news. That's why Jeremy's in such a buoyant mood, even though we're talking snakes. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.